This is JIS News. Coming up, fisheries sector to benefit from multi-million dollar aquaculture project. Food and Agriculture Organization approves a $7 million technical agreement grant, and Jamaicans encouraged to seek more information on reparation. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The Minimum Wage Advisory Commission is reviewing the national minimum wage and minimum wage for security guards. Members of the public are invited to submit in writing their comments, suggestions, or proposals for consideration. Send recommendations no later than Friday, August 30 to Latoya Makati, Secretary, Minimum Wage Advisory Commission, Ministry of Labor and Social Security, 1F North Street, Kingston. Persons submitting recommendations may be asked to appear before the Commission in support of their written recommendations.
Now the news. The fisheries sector is set to benefit significantly from a multi-million dollar aquaculture project targeting the production of the imported silver tilapia species of freshwater fish. The fish is to be sold to the local and overseas markets. The initiative, for which a four-month $10 million pilot project was recently concluded, is spearheaded by Sunshine Aquaculture Limited in partnership with Aqua Wilson Farm. Sunshine Aquaculture is seeking to introduce the new silver tilapia as well as improved nutrition and management processes within the local sector. This move is endorsed by the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries and will serve to complement the indigenous red tilapia and boost the local industry's output, enabling it to generate earnings of up to $200 million per annum. The Food and Agriculture Organization has approved a $7 million technical grant to support a five-year development plan for the local dairy sector. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says the five-year plan includes measures to improve breed and pasture management.
Other efforts to resuscitate the dairy industry include concessionary loans to dairy farmers for animal acquisition and pasture development at an interest rate of 5%, loan ceiling of $2.5 million to individuals and $5 million for corporate entities. To date, 53 individual farmers and our corporate entities have taken up loans totaling $84.5 million.
Minister Clark was addressing Sunday's opening of the 61st Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show in Maypen, Clarendon. He says the reintroduction of a herd recording program to assist dairy farmers in making objective management decisions is also part of efforts to improve the sector. Chairperson of the National Commission on Reparations, NCR, Professor Vereen Shepherd, is urging Jamaicans to seek more information about the issue of reparation. Professor Shepherd says enslaved people have been misrepresented, adding that past injustices continue to blight the development of the Caribbean. She says the call for reparation includes a long-term commitment to stabilize and compensate those who were oppressed and subordinated by the dominant colonial powers.
We have created some of the problems in our country, but our underdevelopment has to do with the extraction of our resources, the development of Europe, and the refusal of Europe to talk to us about how they can help us to ensure, one, that this crime will never occur again, and two, that they repair the damage that was done.
Professor Shepherd was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. She says the NCR is increasing public education through the use of various print and electronic media and is also seeking to increase face-to-face communication. Reparation is replenishment of a previously inflicted loss by the offender to the victim. And Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson has called on citizens to get familiar with the new regulations barring tobacco smoking in public places. He says this is to ensure people's right to a smoke-free environment is preserved.
The citizens of Jamaica must be the police for these regulations. My intention is not to lock up anybody. What we want to do is to raise the consciousness of our people through consistent public education about tobacco use so that people will recognize and become empowered in relation to the evils of tobacco smoking.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at a contract signing ceremony for the expansion of the hemodialysis unit at the Cornwall Regional Hospital in Montego Bay recently. The minister says when citizens continuously demand their right to smoke-free public spaces, the police over time will not need to prosecute persons as the regulations would be observed by smokers. That was the JIS News. I am Camellia Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.